First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
You can hear our show live Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern at WSMN.live, and then a lot of other places pick it up after the fact. Like, that's kind of the thing people do nowadays. They pick the podcast and they play it whenever they want. That's the same thing with television, too. People are their own TV programmers now, and they binge watch shows. It's totally different. I date myself. I still like live television and live radio. There's almost no live television, but there are live channels. Nevertheless, you have all kinds of choices. If you're listening live, you can call in at 603-816-1590 here in our flagship station of WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM. Well, so I love doing Good News Friday, and I was so delighted that there was a Good News Friday in my inbox, because sometimes Good News Friday seems like just a spit in the ocean sometimes. But nevertheless, it's very, very important to talk about good news wherever we can find it. And that includes pushback on the infringement and the darkening of our the attacks on our Bill of Rights, on our First Amendment, religious freedom, political freedom, the right to think differently, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. All of them are under attack, never mind the rest of the Bill of Rights. I encourage you to read it, and not just on the 4th of July. Some people don't even read it on the 4th of July, but you know, how can you defend a country if you don't know what it's about and what it was meant to be? Sometimes I think, just as an aside, that people of a certain age are a greater threat to the maniacs who are trying to shut down our country and shut down our basic God-given liberties, because they remember what America was in relative freedom. We grew up in a country that we thought we could depend on as one that would stand up for our God-given rights to challenge our government, have differences of opinion, disagree with public narrative, not even and not believe the lockstep narratives that the media puts out, which at one point the media was supposed to be the fourth a state of government, being a watchdog on government power. But as you may have seen in Tucker Carlson's recent monologue, the media does the bidding of the government now, just like Pravda used to do in the old Soviet Union. The media perpetuates the same narratives and lies, and then goes after anybody who dares to question those narratives and lies. That is the antithesis of what America is about, that ideas, thoughts, disagreements, and dissent is not dangerous, is not scary. Violence, incivility, using politics to murder, maim, kill, force others to do your bidding, that's what's dangerous to our republic, not dissent. Civil disagreement is what this country was based and founded upon. So with that in mind, I want to play 1 minute audio by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has announced that he is challenging Joe Biden for the Democrat nomination. This qualifies as a Kennedy that I actually like. I am watching his courage, his standing up for what he believes. And these days, the price for that gets greater and greater every day. And you will notice, if you've never heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speak before, he has a bit of a speech impediment. And that does not in any way weaken the substance with which he speaks. Matter of fact, the left is so terrified of him, apparently, they call him a conspiracy theorist, a COVID an anti-vaxxer and a vax denier and a blah, blah, blah. They only do that when someone gets close to the truth. But I digress. Let's hear this one-minute explanation of what totalitarian regimes want. And I ask you to listen as to whether or not we are witnessing that. I'm not speaking correctly. Come on, Karen, you can talk. Whether or not we're witnessing that right here in these United States of America. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in his one-minute explanation. Go.
I'm sorry, it went to a commercial while I played that.
I'm sorry? Well, that's okay, and that's all right. If you cue it up, then we'll go ahead and you've got it. Thank you, producer extraordinaire.
To exert total control over every aspect of human behavior, over not only our movements, our transactions, our organization, but also ultimately our speech and our thought and what we read. In the past, none of those regimes has been able to manage that because they did not have the technological capacity to control every aspect of human behavior, to control what you were doing, what you were saying in your house, what your movements were, you know, even your sexual behavior they want to control. But today we have created this this wave of technology that now will give the next totalitarian regime the capacity to do exactly that.
How about that? Can you cue that up so we can hear the very beginning, or was that it, Art? Did we get the beginning?
Yes, I did miss the very beginning of it. Let me just backtrack a little bit.
Let's backtrack so we can hear just the very beginning because it's valuable. Let me know when. RFK Jr. is in a unique position to be able to awaken, not woke, awaken people who are buying into this notion that America is, you know, just fine and not in major decline. It's so important. There are a couple of really important videos and audios happening right now, but this one I thought was pretty important. Are we good? Okay. I think you got most of it.
I can't get past the ad wall.
That's okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. What I'll do, ladies and gentlemen, is try to put that on my website. Hopefully, I won't have any copyright issues. If not, I'll post it on my Twitter page. That's just at KarenKadeline.com. As a matter of fact, let's do that because you never know when you run awry of the copyright people, especially on a website. So I'll put it on my Twitter page, promise, as soon as we get done doing this live show, RFK Jr. And a lot of us know this. That's why we are confronting something that is unlike anything we have ever seen. So let's move on now to Good News Friday. I do love Sidney Powell's newsletter. She sent out another one recently defending the Republic. All is being revealed. But I encourage you to sign up for her newsletter, but particularly, she gives a lot of information and she's got guts. Again, it's so sad when courage and guts is required to be able to speak out and disagree with our government when that was something we used to take for granted. And hopefully we are not taking our God-given rights for granted anymore because Liberty is never so precious as when it has already been lost. Please, God, let us not lose liberty in this country and across the formerly free world, kind of a contradiction in terms. So, defending the Republic, Breitbart, this is one that Sidney Powell writes, Anheuser-Busch, I talked about this yesterday, loses more than $6 billion in market value following the transgender Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light deal. The reason this is important is because, and I was ready to get to that yesterday, and I had to shut down my monologue. I was on a roll. Is that not only is it a way to fight back against this cultural tyranny, cultural rot that says, here's the agenda, and if you don't go along with it, no matter how preposterous you think it is, men can have babies, 9-year-olds, girls can have mastectomies, and you're not violating their rights, even though they're not even at the age of consent. You can stomp all over parents' rights, et cetera, is because Budweiser was a very successful brand. It got sold from a very conservative company to a woke bunch of maniacs who want to force their new way of life on the rest of us. And they're paying a price. People are voting with their wallets. And not only are they voting with their wallets, but it absolutely exposes these corporate fascists for the capitalists they really are. Did you get that? These people claim that we ought to have socialism and tyranny for you, but profit and capitalism for us. The truth is, they don't like it when they lose market share. So here's this woke person who's telling us how much disdain she has for the traditional Budweiser beer drinkers, Bud Light or whatever, and yet she's going to pay the price. And let me tell you, drinkers, beer drinkers all over this country who she hates are voting by saying, I ain't going to order Bud Light. I'm going to order Pabst because Pabst does not want to politicize my beer. When I go to get a beer at a saloon or restaurant, or I buy it in the supermarket, I don't want to be lectured to by these wokester, arrogant elitists who are telling me they're being inclusive by excluding me. Remember, that's what it's all about. This word that they tell you about how inclusive they want to be, that's because they want to exclude you. I got to run. We'll be back with a couple of great guests. You're listening to Spouting Off. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
The Reading Foundation provides evaluation and tutorial programs based upon the Orton-Gillingham philosophy of learning, based upon the study of language, how children acquire language, and the mechanisms involved in learning. All the learning pathways of the brain, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile, are addressed and strengthened to build a strong foundation for the acquisition of reading skills. If you are interested in learning more, please contact the Reading Foundation for more information. The Reading Foundation is at 10 Northern Boulevard, Unit 19, Amherst, New Hampshire, 03031. Or you can email us at readingfoundation_rf@yahoo.com. And of course, you can call anytime at 603-882-0992. The Reading Foundation, Amherst, New Hampshire.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. I'm Karen Cataline. We're wrapping up the week. It's tax time and life keeps going on. Death and taxes. All right. Well, I am delighted to welcome our very first guest here on Spouting Off. His name is Ian Pryor. He's author of a great book that gets to the heart of what we were just talking about, Parents of the World Unite, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. Ian is one of the most articulate and successful parent activists in the United States, armed with 12 inspiring battle-tested rules and revealing stories about sparring with self-righteous woke neighbors such as the Chardonnay Antifa. Ian shares secrets about what fellow parents can do in their own school districts to stop the left's dark vision from taking root. Ian Pryor, welcome to Spouting Off. Good to have you on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things I like about this, we try to do upbeat stuff. In fact, I try all the time, but sometimes it's challenging. And things that everyday people can do. And we saw that one of the unintended consequences of the tyranny of the COVID was that parents got to see what their kids were being taught, and they were none too happy about it. Then they got called domestic terrorists for being concerned about what their kids were being taught. Talk about your book on a general level, and then I really want to drill down to some of these battle-tested rules about how parents can actually fight back. What works with their, quote, woke neighbors?
Yeah, well, you know, generally the book traces the story of Loudoun County, Virginia, from, you know, roughly 2020 to mid-2022 when I completed the book, and how parents really, you know, were able to unite and push back against, you know, really what's probably the most notorious school district in America right now, and how we did that, and then what we accomplished through that process, which I think everybody knows in November of 2021, as a result of, you know, parents really rising up. Glenn Youngkin won, Winsome Sears won lieutenant governor, Jason Miaras became attorney general in a state that, you know, most people thought was headed towards deep blue territory going into that election. And then because of that win, because of the change in power in Richmond, because of the research and the hard work that, you know, parent activists and investigators did, there was an investigation and a special grand jury into our school district. And in December of this year, our superintendent was indicted, our school spokesperson was indicted, and our school board, you know, while they escaped indictment for certainly the time being, they have been on the hot seat ever since. And, you know, with trials coming up in the fall, it doesn't look like it's going to get any easier for them. And I credit the parents out here for, you know, really putting together a team of people that utilize their own special skill sets to effectively fight back and shine the spotlight of accountability on our school district.
Yeah, if ever. And there's been all these terms like mama bears and things like that. But I'll tell you, if you are under attack, it's one thing. But when a parent, you know, their kid is under attack, truly under attack, being taught that there is no boy and there is no girl, and gee, here's a perfect excuse to teach you pornography and change genders and all of that. I think that is when parents put their foot down and said, are you freaking kidding me? That ain't happening. So now a lot of people are awakened a whole lot more to a sinister kind of force being used to push an insane agenda. Not just the lack of freedom and the shutting down of our rights as adults, but going after kids and the like. I talk about it all the time on this program. I'd like to give you a really wide berth and have you talk about some of these. Yeah, you can't do all of them, and we don't have a huge amount of time, but we have plenty to do some of this. 12 inspiring, battle-tested rules that help everyday people deal with woke neighbors who have drunk the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, you know, these rules are sort of Sun Tzu inspired, and you know, they're cool. Maybe they're not so much as rules as philosophies in how to deal with this issue. You know, one of my favorite ones is flip the script, and I think that, you know, parents out there and anybody really that are pushing back on these issues need to take what the other side is doing and then flip it right back on them. You know, we had a situation out here that really galvanized people, and I think was probably the first big inflection point where you had a bunch of these, you know, far left woke neighbors. We call them the Chardonnay Antifa. You know, you can picture them drinking their chilled white wine while attacking people on Facebook and Twitter. And they put together an enemies list, really, called the Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County. And it had 6 school board members in that group. It had our local Soros-backed prosecutor and about 800 people, including, you know, school administrators, teachers. Now, not everybody in there was in there for nefarious reasons, but
what?
Were,
could you go near a window so we won't miss anything you're saying? Just stand near a window.
Sorry.
That's what I always tell people.
Maybe
you were breaking up there.
Better.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so this private Facebook group, and not everybody that was for various reasons, but the ones that were wanted to go after parents that were speaking at school board meetings on, you know, a variety of things, whether it's opening schools, mask mandates, critical race theory. And they suggested, oh, well, we need to infiltrate those parent groups and we need to publicly expose these people. We even need to hack their websites and redirect them to pro-critical race theory websites. And, you know, they listed about 60 to 70 parents on there that were, you know, really targeted to be canceled. But, you know, the script was flipped on them because apparently their group had been infiltrated. And shortly thereafter, they were publicly exposed by the media. And it really launched, you know, the movement out here. And it you know, it had a lot of different twists and turns. I mean, at first we exposed sort of the viciousness of cancel culture, and then it became, you know, a campaign to remove school board members, and, you know, teachers were getting suspended for speaking at school board meetings on matters of public concern. And, you know, we were there as a result of their actions. They really motivated people to galvanize and band together to push back, you know, not on our individual neighbors per se. I mean, you know, they're just kind of pathetic individuals that don't, I guess, have anything better to do, but really to take it where the power center was, which was our school board.
Yeah. I want to hear another one. What I'm thinking about with flip the script, since I didn't have like personal experience with that one, which is an excellent example, is something I've been ranting about the Budweiser chick whose video became viral, in which she was saying that Budweiser is in decline. And in order to make it a great brand again, we have to be inclusive. And Flipping the script to me with that would be conservatives and other people saying that they're the exclusionary ones. They're using the philosophy of inclusion to exclude the people they hate, namely the beer drinkers that loved Budweiser and won't drink it anymore, the Trump supporters, white males, people who like NASCAR. There's a whole list of people that these wokesters hate and despise and want to drum out of civil society because they shouldn't be allowed to think differently. And they are the racists. They are the elitists who want to exclude others. We never make that argument and make it with gusto. Would that be an example of flipping the script?
Yeah, I certainly think so. And I'd add, you know, you talk about inclusion and they want to be inclusive. Well, you know, my day job is at America First Legal. We're a litigation public interest group. You know, one of the things we've been focusing on is these bathroom policies.
Yes.
And, you know, they like to take the Supreme Court opinion, Bostick versus Clayton County, where Gorsuch basically said that, you know, you cannot discriminate in the workplace against somebody that's transgender. And they try and apply that to Title IX, right? And so they say, well,
right,
you can't discriminate, and therefore you can't discriminate on bathrooms. Well, all right, you know, let's take that case, right? And that case said you can't discriminate on the basis of sex. It never gave gender orientation or preference a protected right. But, you know, if you take that case and you look at what's going on, you've got girls going to the bathrooms and they don't feel comfortable because there's a biological male using it, and their parents complain to the school, and the school will say, well, your daughter can use a single use bathroom or go see the unified mental health team. All right. Well, let's flip
right.
the script there, and let's apply Bostick and let's apply Title IX.
Right. Because
what you've just done is you've made an accommodation for a biological male to feel, quote, safe and comfortable in the bathroom of the sex that they identify with. But you didn't make an accommodation for the biological girl to feel safe and comfortable in the bathroom of her actual biological sex. That is prima facie sex discrimination. You know, we don't necessarily have to knock out the policy in one fell swoop. We can knock it out on how it's applied, and that's how it's being applied broadly. So, you know, another example of flipping the script, look for what they're using and then go attack it in your own way.
And they've been lecturing us about this all along. We're talking to Ian Pryor, and I did not know, Ian, that you were also, forgive me, I didn't see it in the bio, America First Legal. That is such a valuable organization, and I want people to know they can go there and find out more, America First Legal. Let's go back to another inspiring battle-tested rule, like Flip the Script. What's another one that you found really, really effective?
Well, you know, it's not in the book itself. It's not one of the rules, but I think it is an important one. And I think the theme is sort of woven throughout the book, which is you got to have a sense of humor. And I know it's difficult because we're talking about things that, you know, could have very detrimental effects on our children and on the future of this country. But you can't fall into the trap of the left. I mean, these people are so self-righteous. They take themselves so seriously. They have absolutely no sense of humor. And I found that one of the best ways and one of the most effective ways to really agitate them and get them off their game is to simply mock them, is to mock them with humor because they are just so ridiculous. You know, for example, I saw on Twitter today, you know, a tweet from another New Englander there, Stephen King, and he was talking about how, oh, if men could have babies, abortion would be a sacred right. And of course, everybody jumped on that and said, transphobe. Stephen King's a transphobe. You know, that's
wait a minute. I thought men can have babies. That's
exactly
what they've been telling us, right?
So right there,
they get to have it both ways unless you call them on it. Bingo.
You're
beautiful.
You're flipping the script and you're using humor and mockery at the same time as opposed to...
I love it.
Directly engaging in this sort of angry back and forth, you
yes.
know, a simple sarcastic or snarky remark that really gets to the point is tough to respond to. And they're not very good at it.
They're terrible
at
it. You know why?
Anger.
They are much more prone and susceptible to how they appear to others, because social pressure is how they kind of became a useful idiot, honestly speaking. So to make them look like they're not on the woke and cool side is incredibly effective. I also heard one that was really funny. You know, the LGBTQ is actually a validation that there are two sexes, because what's the B? Right?
That's a great point, yeah.
All right. That's kind of interesting. It's the same way that the left has totally flipped the whole Title IX thing. They forced this Title IX women's sports on us, and now they're destroying it, and they're expecting everybody to go along with it when it's a contradiction to what they said they wanted. We have about 2.5 minutes. What do you want to leave us with, whether it's another rule as it was, or speak to people who really are awake, not woke, but awake, who are getting a little burned out and frustrated and worried about this country? You know, it's getting tough out there. What do you say?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the final rule is play the end game. And you know, my analogy there is to think back to the movie The Untouchable, where, you know, Elliot Ness didn't get Al Capone on murder. He didn't get him on bootlegging. He got him on tax evasion.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, what you're going to see with these government, you know, elected officials and bureaucracies is that they're implementing this woke agenda really against the majority will of the people. You know, they say, oh, they're anti-democracy. Well, first of all, these people are not serving as citizens' representatives. And to do that, they're going to have to cut corners. And you may not be able to, you know, win the messaging war on something like gender ideology or critical race theory. You're going up against a big, giant machine there. But you can find your local governments and your local elected officials cutting corners. And when they cut corners, they violated the law. And that's really what we saw in Loudoun County, where they lied to cover up a bathroom sexual assault so that they could pass
yes.
a transgender bathroom policy. And by catching them in that lie and exposing them for that lie, we really wrapped that message in that, you know, these people are putting a political agenda ahead of their core functions. And I think that's probably, you know, the best way that you can message and you can attack is find where they're cutting the corners, find where they're breaking
okay.
the law, and go after them for it.
We got to run. I want to give you like 20 seconds to say, where can we get your book and how can we find America First Legal?
You can go aflegal.org is the website for America First Legal. And as far as the book, go to amazon.com. Any retailer, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all should have it.
Sounds so important. We are so glad to have you. We welcome having you back so we can talk more about it. Ian Pryor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, when we come back, we're going to have a new guest that I just found. Tracked him down. I'll tell you about him when we come back. You're listening to Spouting Off. I'm Karen Cataline. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Sometimes you need a woman's opinion, especially if you're trying to do the impossible, which is to understand women. I'm not really comfortable talking about certain things with women I know or even with family members. I used to wish there was a smart woman who didn't know me, but who would care enough to give me good advice. Now there is. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only, but it's not therapy or phone dating. It's just wise advice. Is completely anonymous because you call and pay through liveadvice.com. So I decided to give it a try. I was amazed at Aunt Emma's insights. She gave me a lot to think about so I could decide what to do next. And maybe she can help you too. Find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or register at liveadvice.com and you can speak to her practically right away. Again, you can find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or you can register at liveadvice.com. Get the female perspective. Just ask Aunt Emma. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only. Must be 18 or older.
Outdoor Almanac, brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
Ah, spring. Nature's annual regeneration in a dazzling array of colors, smells, and forms. Unfortunately, there is a small downside to this favorite time of the year for many. It's the tick. There's the wood tick that you invariably have to pick off you, the kids, or the dogs after a walk through the woods or tall grass. But the one that should get your attention is that carrier of Lyme disease, the deer tick. It's less than 1/6 the size of a wood tick and hard to see. But with a little common sense and a product or two of modern chemistry, you can increase your odds are breezing through spring and summer. Tuck your pants inside your socks and boots and wear light-colored clothing and apply a DEET repellent on your clothes. Be cautious, but don't let that flat, eight-legged insect or its cousin keep you from enjoying all the outdoor opportunities that New Hampshire has to offer.
Outdoor Almanac is brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal, the magazine for people with outside interests.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
The Village Network was created for only one reason, to keep those 62 and older in their home as long as possible, ideally for the rest of their life. The Village Network is the answer for children who do not live nearby and worry about their parents being able to remain independently and safely at home. The Village Network has a network of trusted providers and volunteers who provide transportation, home repair, home-delivered meals, grocery shopping, and others who are there to help when you need them. We can even find someone to walk your dog. The Village Network does not charge thousands of dollars of upfront costs for services you may never need. With the Village Network, you only pay for services when you need them. Become a member of the Village Network today by calling 603-891-0008. That's 603-891-0008. The Village Network. Become a member today.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. It's such a pleasure and honor to sit here in this chair and do this show with and for you. It is a forum, whether we have callers or not. I just tell you what's on my mind, and I love hearing from you. You can email me at Karen@KarenCataline.com. Let me know what you're thinking, what you'd like to hear, your opinion. And yes, you can even disagree. Oh my God, is that still legal? Let's keep doing it. Because use it or lose it. Our next guest is someone that's I just met. I was so delighted to meet him that I decided to invite him on the show. He is highly recommended by the Liberty Daily, one of the many news websites that I go to for my show prep and other such things. And his name is Ira Bershatsky. He has 43 years of experience in the financial markets. He was an institutional equities trader, compliance officer, and technical chart analyst for over three decades. He began in the physical precious metals business 7 years ago and started his own firm. And he is advisor on metals 3 years ago. Ira Bershatsky, welcome to Spouting Off.
Thank you, Karen. And yeah, Advisor Metals is the name of the company. That's correct.
Your own firm, Advisor Metals. Exactly. So we talk around here an awful lot about the crumbling infrastructure, not infrastructure, the infrastructure of freedom, not of roads and bridges. And part of that is our financial system. When you have a government that is not being responsible or bound by the rule of law, it stands to reason that finances and people's very livelihoods come into play. We're talking about failing banks, rising inflation, interest rates rising, digital dollars, cashless societies. People are usually overwhelmed by all this. And since we like to do as much good news as we can, with the unstable, and again, bank failures, people are getting really nervous about their finances, that they may not be able to depend, that the dollar is going to be stable. Let's start there and talk about what you think people can do to maybe, hopefully, feel a little more secure in a very insecure world.
Sure, and you're just saying stable and secure, and you know, I sell physical precious metals. That's what I do, and through all my years of experience, you know, I attempt to be unbiased as much as I can. And when you see something just pop out at you, you know, it's there. The trend of the metals, you know, are up historically. When the dollar goes down, the economy goes down, stock market goes down, the metals go up. And you can take any time period that you want. And I like to take the dot-com boom because people know that, you know, the year 2000. So between then and now, what has the stock indices done? The Dow, it's up two times. That's pretty good, two times, 22 years. Gold's up five times during the same time period. Between 2008 and 2011, when we had the stock market crash, if you will, gold and silver each doubled, and then like any time period, they went flat a little bit, and now, you know, gold is bouncing along very much near its all-time high, and it's stable, if you will, in terms of the price volatility from day to day. Silver a little more volatile, can jump 5-7%, you know, in a day, up or down. But you can look at any chart, tell your listeners, you know, go to macrotrends.com, they can see the charts. And they can see the interrelationships. And that's one of the things I, with all my years of experience, I offer my customers, that what you're talking about with, you know, the dollar going down, what's happening in the world, inflation, you know, people see that. I have an insight that they don't see. And with these interrelated markets, we're a crude oil-driven economy. We will be for years to come. You can take solar panels, electric vehicles, it's not going to matter, crude oil. So if you look at the charts, you see crude oil, whenever crude oil goes up, the economy goes down. Crude oil goes down, the economy goes up. Crude oil is now on an upward trend. If you're looking at the stock indices, they're down from their highs a year or two ago. And today I think they're down again. And that's because crude oil is ticking up. So that's, you know, an interrelationship that I offer that, from my experience, that other people won't know about.
Help us unpack this a little bit, because what we hear, I took note of the fact that the propaganda media tried to prop up Biden before the fact and alerted us to the fact that the OPEC nations were going to cut back production And it's not Joe Biden's fault. That's what they wanted us to know. You're going to get much higher gas prices. We're all seeing it at the pump already, and it's going up for the summer driving season, as it often does. But they wanted us to know it's not Biden's fault. So how does that affect, you said, when crude oil, we're a crude oil economy. We already know Joe Biden, the first thing practically he did when he got into office was to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline and not let us use and mine our own energy.
That's correct. And you know, the administration can write a book, How to Destroy a Country and an Economy in Less Than 2 Years. I mean, they're experts at that. But you're correct. I mean, we were in the Trump administration. We actually exported oil, right? We were, you know, producers. We had fracking, et cetera. And he cut back on that from day one. And you can look at the chart of inflation and crude oil. I mean, there it is. It just went hand in hand with each other. And what people don't realize, crude oil also is in plastics. It's in clothing. It's in a lot of things besides, you know, the cars and things that you drive. But also when you charge up your electric vehicle, right? You know, where does that power come from? It could be natural gas powered.
It's preposterous. You're using power to charge up your electric vehicle, which, by the way, in a hurricane, God forbid, explodes and melts down your electric vehicle. It just explodes. It's not going to be very effective. But then, you know, I don't think the powers that be want to move us into electrical vehicles so we can all have personal private transportation. I think their goal is to take away personal transportation. Very frankly, I'm going off on a tangent, because I have learned, and we have all learned, that the automobile and the Americans' love for the automobile has afforded us an enormous amount of freedom, liberty, personal liberty. And this bunch, they don't like that.
Correct. And if you notice around the country, the housing, you know, is starting to the states, the blue states are, like here in California, they're discouraging the private cars. Just as you're saying, they're trying to push you into public transportation. They're doing it by, you know, the road diets, where instead of two lanes, you know, you're down to one lane in some places. And the housing, they want to do multiple dwellings on a single family lot. You know, so you can have, let's say,
15-minute cities. They want people to live 15 minutes from everywhere they need to go. And that is supposed to be a good thing. My motto, which you can steal if you want, but then you don't do commentary, is the left has made our cities unlivable, and they want to force us all to live in them.
Yeah, that's what they're looking to do.
Well, that's not good news. We said we were going to stay on good news. Let's shift to good news. We got about 5 minutes or so. Let's talk about what people can do for their finances, what they can do. And I think you're a believer, because it's your business, that people can and should invest in metals. So talk about that for the regular, everyday, average citizen.
Well, there's two ways to purchase physical precious metals. One's what we call the cash buy, and for us, we only accept wired funds for compliance purposes, and as you know, I was a compliance officer. So the funds are wired in, and then the transaction's done, and the metals are shipped out to the customers by UPS, nondescript package. I pay the shipping and insurance, and they get the tracking number. And the other is that they don't realize if there's an eligible retirement account, people can roll over tax-free, penalty-free, some of those funds, all of them, some of them, into precious metals. So if they're worried about, oh, I've got this mutual fund, you know, with Vanguard or something, and I'm worried about stocks, you know, going down, what do I do? Well, roll it into some precious metals, a self-directed, you know, IRA precious metals account. And there's a little bit of a process there. It's not very difficult to get through, and, you know, I help people with that. So, yeah, there's two ways right there to protect themselves from all the stuff that's going on.
You know what, Ira? A lot of people get a little confused when they talk about, well, you know, is it is the metal being stored elsewhere? That I'm going to keep it in my house and I put it under my pillow, under my bed. How does the average person navigate all that?
Great question, and that's what I didn't follow up on. So with what we call the cash purchase, where it's delivered to your home or office, yes, you have to store it yourself. Either you store it at home somewhere, safe deposit box, even though you don't like the banks. I heard that if a bank goes under, you have 30 days to get your stuff out of the safe deposit box, but don't take that as gospel from me because I don't know for sure. If you have a gun safe at home, a regular safe, you can store it. There are depositories that, you know, will store the metals for you. They're located throughout the country. With the rollover, though, it has to be stored at a third-party depository. That's by IRS rules. So the positive part is it's there, it's protected, they're insured for $1 billion by Lloyd's of London. You know, the downside is it's not, you know, at your home, but that's the IRS rules. So there are several ways, you know, to store the metals.
Yeah. And you just, it's interesting. I got to ask you this question, our last minute or two. Liberty Daily, which I mentioned fondly, they say you're the only metal guy that they trust. That is a very high recommendation. How'd you manage that one, Ira Bershatsky?
I'm a trustworthy person. Is this being recorded?
And plus,
I'm registered with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, have been since 1991. The only person in this industry that is, as far as I know. And what does that mean for the customer? It means everything I tell you has to be factual. It means there's no high-pressure sales. There's no bait and switch. I have ethical considerations. It's all in line, like, with a financial advisor in terms of the regulation. So that's something that is very beneficial for the customer, and that's where the trustworthiness, the honesty comes in as well. And even if I could do those other things, I wouldn't. It's not in my DNA to do those things.
Yeah. And you're not a high-pressure person. I talked to you a little bit about it. Just in general, all the way around, and
I just have conversations with people, and we do Q&A, and we get to where you need to be. And someone asked me, they said, you know, Lara, how do you talk with people? I say, you know, I talk with them like we're sitting in their living room, and they go, well, what do you say? I go, nice couch, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, let's take this last 30 seconds or so. Tell everybody how they can find you. Are you on social media? And do you have a website?
No, I'm kind of under the radar. The website is advisormetals.com. One word, advisormetals.com. Advisor Metals. They can call me directly. Area code 626-788-5770. Or they can email me, ira@advisormetals.com.
That's great. You're one of the few people that will give out your phone number on talk radio. That's cool. Ira Bershatsky, thank you so much. We may just have you on again. We appreciate your thoughts and expertise on financial matters.
Wonderful. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Well, that does it for this whole week of Spouting Off shows. Tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern when, oh boy, will there be a lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.